The third important point is the great temple of healing, where the advanced souls gather and in unison send forth their healing vibrations to this earth realm. What our world designates as the noon hour on this earth realm, which of course varies in different localities at the time when the sun is in its highest meridian, the teachers and masters of this sphere and from the higher zones gather here to concentrate and send forth the healing vibrations. 42, if you will relax completely at this time, sending forth your prayer and then in the silence permit the vibrations to flow into your being, you will find most wonderful help, not only physically, but otherwise. You will absorb these vibrations consciously or unconsciously if you will go into the silence and relax, and if you persist in the regularity of making the conditions, you will by and by consciously perceive them and realize their wonderful effects or marvelous manifestations. Of course, the more you attune yourself to these vibrations, the quicker and greater are the results. Here you find temples where spirits are healed. Many cases of severe suffering, caused by extreme cruelty or severe shocks of various kinds which have shattered the soul, or cases of extreme sufferings from disappointments or trials and heartaches, or unjust persecutions, all of which have affected the soul's equilibrium. Such are very tenderly taken care of and the healing balm administered in this temple. The finite mind could not comprehend these effects on the soul, however, such cases are overcome here in this sacred temple of healing, so that the soul can go on and pick up the thread and continue its progression. These treatments are such that the intelligence wholly forgets for the time being the conditions which so shattered their equilibrium. In speaking of spirits here, we mean the intelligence or disembodied individual. The fourth most wonderful feature is the electrical building, which is a school where they are taught how to use electricity. They are taught how to equip the different zones with electric wires which they use as a commodity for traveling. They travel along these electric wires from place to place, just as we travel in our streetcars or railway trains. There is absolutely nothing on this earth realm analogous to their batteries and mode of traveling, therefore to the undeveloped it will be very hard to perceive the many ways in which they use these electrical currents or wires. They are taught here how to assist the embodied souls on this earth realm, not only how to impart knowledge to those who are capable of receiving it and assimilating it, but also to guide them or steer them aright. Many people on this earth realm get these strong impressions and they call them hunches, but they have not the least conception how they receive them. They could not even realize that an embodied soul is never alone. They could not even realize the possibility of any assistance coming from an unseen intelligence. There is a class of people who are so superstitious that they claim it is dangerous, but these have never yet found a way of overthrowing God's laws. They do not realize that each is dependent upon the other and that all danger lies within themselves. These intelligences are taught how to protect us and how to aid us in many various ways, if we are ready for assistance and if we desire to be uplifted. It is through our desires that we attract these beneficent intelligences, those who know and understand the law. When we go into the silence for prayer, for concentration and meditation, this work of attaching electrical cords to us is done, or oftentimes while we are asleep, which enables those who come to us as teachers and helpers to sense our every thought, our every need. These commodities enable them to more conveniently and more effectively be of assistance to us. That is one of the secrets that causes individuals to grow very rapidly and be more successful. They are also taught how to build a protecting influence around us, by disintegrating harmful, destructive vibrations and building constructive, helpful vibrations around us, so that you are more capable of attracting to yourself the better, higher things of life, which are more conducive for soul unfoldment and progression. As the helpful better things of life can only be accomplished through the right vibrations. On this earth realm, when we talk through the receiver of the telephone, the vibration travels along the wires, reaching the one at the other end of the line. So in thought transference there, 43, vibration travels along the electric wires of the human system, which are the nerve currents to the brain, which is the central station or the receiver. Whether the thought is sent out from the disembodied souls in these zones or from those in the body on this earth realm, If you are in tune with that vibration, you receive it as distinctly as you do the sound over the telephone. The modus operandi of communicating with souls in either realm of life is thought transference. Sympathy is the link that connects mind with mind. Thought is a vibration. Every vibration has its chemical constituents and its color, its rate of vibration, which designates its quality. Again, all our thoughts, our feelings, our actions and our deeds are registered in the soul, and these vibrations are the fabric which forms the garment of the spirit. Each spirit emits a light more or less intense, and every spirit is conscious of an aural atmosphere emanating from itself. The advanced souls can readily read every secret act of the lower. The aural brightness of the higher hides the state of the soul, while those who are existing in the same vibration are not conscious of each other's lives, so they can reveal to each other the secrets of their life if they choose, or keep their secrets to themselves. In the lower zones, the conditions of the soul stand out clear and distinct, and is easily read, or deciphered. As we ascend higher, we find improved means of communicating and imparting ideas and registering them. Their batteries of thought connect with kindred thoughts in other homes, and in this manner they absorb knowledge from the intelligences in the still higher zones. In this belt are found many temples of learning where the souls congregate for instructions and listen to the flow of wisdom from these highly evolved intelligences. Masters and apostles descend to this belt, and on such occasions the dwellers flock by the thousands to learn from their wisdom and feel their divine presence. Every zone has its rulers and its teachers, and masters, each having their duties. The activity, as you see from the foregoing, is quite different from that of the second and third zones. Here we are gathering knowledge, assimilating same, and demonstrating to the degree that we have accumulated knowledge and experiences through our present state of unfoldment. In the temples of learning, they teach many things pertaining to life, its purpose, the innate possibilities of the soul, the construction of the universe and its relationship to man, man's spiritual unfoldment, and how to use the power of spirit to make it most effectual among men. There are many apartments where the different topics are discussed by the different teachers. Spiritual analogy is one of the important topics in this and the higher zones, and receives much consideration. In their house of justice, they assemble to hold conference pertaining to various problems regarding this zone and the general events and happenings of this earth realm, and means and ways to uplift this crude world are always discussed for the betterment of human affairs and conditions in the spirit of democracy, that justice, righteousness and the brotherhood of man may be brought about. All reforms are first promulgated and established in the world of soul. Here in this fourth zone, many are started, then taken to the fifth zone, then to the very highest center, where the final decision is perfected if agreed upon by the Holy of Holies. Then the work is carried out by those intelligences who are capable of handling the problem. If you could project your consciousness beyond the realm or boundary line of the physical senses, you could see how many problems are being worked out by the unseen intelligences in the world of soul. 44. There are many temples with their halls for lectures on various subjects, given by various individuals, and these halls have their platform, and on this platform many distinguished personages are seen. There is a registration room where you are registered by the teachers, your state of progression, your soul unfoldment, and this is passed on to the next zone, where it will appear before the teachers of that zone. One apartment in the Temple of Learning is devoted to the educations of the foreign spirits. No distinction is made. All, regardless of nationality, are carefully educated, and all have the same advantages. All must travel the same route through the soul world of this planet. In the lower zones, all were carefully assisted and guided by the teacher. Here you must recognize the power within your own soul and put it into practice, thus building a foundation for yourself which will enable you to master all obstacles instead of being controlled by them. At this elevation, they are not subjected to the noise and commotion of this planet or neighboring planet, hence they do not need the shelter and protection of their houses. So, regardless of these beautiful structures whose foundations are inlaid with jewels and gems, and whose spacious apartments are furnished so beautifully and so complete, they use them very little, living outdoors with nature most of the time. These homes are of stone and some few of wood. All here have their spacious music room, a room for concentration and soul communion. Here the trees, perennials, shrubbery, vines, ferns and flowers are of different varieties. Among them are seen the beautiful ivy geranium, gladiolas, carnations, hibiscus rosy tulips, tree peony coreoptus, German lilacs, roses, gluxinia, orchis spectabilis, and many other beautiful flowers. Here we find no animals. Many charming wonderful birds are seen and heard in this great belt. The moon is between the third and fourth zones, so here we are next to the moon and its chemical conditions. The moon being electric, its effects are much milder on the dwellers of this zone. As we gravitate to this belt, we find ourselves 300,000 miles from this earth realm, which was at one time our home or abiding place. Again, after traveling back in mind to the dark dense belt we call the first zone, and out of this darkness into the dawn of the second belt, then from the dawn into the light of our day into the third, and then find ourselves among the beauties and glories of this fourth zone, where we are surrounded in a light of pale yellow that alone is an inspiration and a sensation that the finite mind functioning amid the gross vibrations of this earth realm in a gross physical body cannot fathom, because it cannot realize the great difference in the rate of vibration to which we are now attuned. In this earth realm many are assuming the positive attitudes of mind, thinking they are growing in power. They do not understand that the power lies within the spirit and not in the mind. The mind must be brought under subjection of the spirit or ego, wherein lie the possibilities and potentialities of our being. As you control your mind through the right thinking, you gradually purify the atmosphere of your soul and kindle the light within through thoughts of kindness and unselfish service and goodwill to your fellow man. To the extent that you have accomplished this will be the degree of your enfoldment. We must first awaken through the right thinking ere the light of the ego or spirit becomes kindled into a burning flame, for it has been dormant and veiled with dense gross material. 45. Vibrations. So when this garment of your soul is saturated with passion, lust, greed, jealousy, deceit, hypocrisy, malice, revenge and selfishness, which we might say is the worst of all, as it is a combination of the other elements and is the binding force, how can the light of your soul shine when your consciousness is dimmed with these reflections, which all come through the mind reaching out through the physical senses, causing that intense feeling of egotism? As you change your thoughts from destructive dense vibrations into constructive higher vibrations, your garment assumes a different hue, a different quality of finer vibrations, and at the same time the dim light is being kindled into a burning flame, and as you reach out away from selfish desires, your consciousness will expand and the light grow brighter. Now as you have reached the heights of this fourth zone, you are becoming illumined, radiating a more powerful, much brighter light, and after advancing through the seven gradations of this zone, you will have accomplished your efforts to overcome the desires of the mind for self. You will have subdued the intense selfishness, egotism, hatred, jealousy, unjust criticism and prejudices, and have transmuted these elements into tolerance, charity, sympathy and loving service. All of this must be accomplished in this zone ere you can radiate an atmosphere of divine love for all humanity. Indeed, you are here awakened to the fact that all our mistakes, delusions and errors and egotism caused by the blind impulses of the mind must be wholly outgrown or overcome, and our aura must become cleansed ere we can vibrate with the heavenly conditions in the next zone which awaits us. Here we can see that all the petty details of our life reveal a divine purpose, and that within the center of our being lies the power to overcome and conquer self, the power to harmonize all warring alignments which dissipate our energy, and the power to unify our impulses and desires with the divine purpose, that our thoughts and deeds may unite with the internal harmony and find their completion in service and divine love. So here we begin to practice self-restraint. We must attain the power and absolute control and become master over self. So all fear, all selfishness, egotism, hatred and jealousy must become transmuted into courage, kindness, tolerance, sympathy and service, that we may have the power to render service through love for all mankind regardless of race or color, in both worlds. We are unhappy, discontented and in misery because we allow ourselves to become creatures of self-selfishness. The self, which is the creation of the physical sensations, reflects no light. Selfishness creates a vibration which contracts the power of spirit. When we practice selfishness, we become narrow, shrivel up, we become unyielding, stubborn and are blind to the infinite spirit that is all around us and within us. A selfish individual is always loud with its own clamor and creates a boundary wall which imprisons the soul, shutting out the ever-flowing, unlimited currents vibrant with divine life that flow from the world of soul or God's divine kingdoms. Neither can the light of your own soul radiate its power until you break the bonds of self and expand your consciousness into the universal. We cannot raise ourselves above certain vibrations until we reach out beyond selfish desires and recognize our at-one-ment with the universal spirit, rendering unselfish service when and wherever we can. The end of self begins when we seek to serve God through divine love, which is universal. The only way you can serve God is by serving man. Whatever you do unto the least of his creatures, you do unto him, and this is serving God. Faith without work brings no results. Here the soul cries out, "Thou infinite divine source of all light and life, reveal thyself in me." -46. This is the beginning of learning to know self and how to conquer self. We must become self-reliant, stand upon our merits and manifest this poise through our works, through serving humanity, evolving the power within, gathering and assimilating knowledge through our experiences and stand the test through the various obstacles that confront us. There is no way of covering up or hiding your degree of unfoldment, all stand face to face with facts. You not only serve those in the world of soul, but those who are still struggling blindly through their physical bodies drifting with the tide and thus being servants instead of masters over their condition and environment. Here we learn the fact that we are creators and that we have created our own environments, our own conditions unconsciously. Now you are taught how you can consciously create that which you will, and how you can become master over the vibrations you have created that have been such obstacles. How to control the elements of nature instead of being swayed by them. Not only this, but you must learn to control the vibratory waves that you contact within coming back to this earth realm through the lower belts. As the soul becomes more ethereal, these lower vibrations have their effect. It is to them like going into a damp, musty cellar, so here they are taught how to robe themselves before wandering out into these vibrations. On this earth plane we clothe our physical bodies to protect them from the cold, dampness and other conditions, and similarly they must do here protect themselves from the atmospheric currents, fogs and disturbances. So they are taught how to master these conditions. In this degree of unfoldment they are capable of demonstrating the power of spirit over matter to a certain extent. They can manifest certain degrees of life out of the unmanifested. For instance, take a wooden cane and turn it into a living reptile, or cause a plant to bloom or a seed to grow almost at will. They are able to decipher conditions and vibratory waves as seen around individuals and in the universal ether. They are able to disintegrate destructive vibrations and produce constructive ones, bringing about harmony where discord reigns in the hearts of embodied souls. They are able to handle the elements of nature, go out into rain and wind storms in their aeroplanes and take with them an embodied soul who is capable of journeying in the soul body. They control their instrument, the soul they have taken in charge through the power of thought. Many times such experiences are so deeply impressed upon the mind so that when they again take possession of the physical body they will relate what a wonderful dream they have had, not realizing it was only one of the natural experiences of the soul. It must be remembered all leave the physical body in sleep, but the majority cling so close to their environments or friends and family, being so closely bound to material vibrations or material interests, their consciousness has not expanded, they have not reached out into the universal. The light of their soul has not been kindled. They wear white robes in their temples of learning and their festivities and other occasions, but for sightseeing, for their rambles and pleasures, they dress to suit their own taste in their own unique fashion in the colors they desire. Many knee trousers, swallowtail coats and sandals are worn by the artists or the distinguished characters. The ladies wear dainty afternoon gowns in their own colors or suitable dresses for outings and rambles. In the cathedral, the masters place before you a tray of jewels and gems from which you have the privilege of selecting your choice. This is taken by the teacher to the fifth zone in the Temple of Love, where you will find this gem. Every stone, every jewel has its own vibration, and the soul naturally reaches out for that which harmonizes with its own vibratory currents. It is to be hoped that you will choose wisely, for through this your life is read and you will be, 47, placed accordingly. We pass from school to school, from gradation to gradation, getting our own experiences. Stand the tests and trials of this zone, and the teachers are the judges who know whether you are qualified to pass on and are eligible for the next step. This is the first zone in which you must stand on your own merits of self-reliance. You must become self-sufficient and demonstrate the power of spirit. We have come to a realization that we are an epitome of nature, and that spirit is the electric vibrator and motor of the soul. A spark from the infinite which is found in all nature, in the plant, the flower, the animal, as well as in the suns and planets. You are all familiar with the fact that vibration or motion is manifested throughout the universe. Everything moves, vibrates and circles. Nothing is at rest. From the electrons, ions or corpuscles which compose the atom to the planets, the suns, as well as in man. Spirit is the electric vibrator or motor in everything. Matter and spirit are the two poles of the same essence. The difference between the material and ethereal worlds is in degree of vibration. The difference between the physical body and our soul body is in degrees of vibration. The difference between the lower zones and the higher heavenly zones is in degrees of vibration. The difference between the soul body of those intelligences who inhabit the lower zones and those who dwell in the celestial heavens is in quality of substance and degrees of vibration. With these facts before us, you readily perceive that there is no spirit without matter, and that the substance of the lower zones is a denser form of matter in a lower rate of vibration. The soul body that harmonizes with this zone is of the same dense substance and of the same low vibration. Ether is matter in a higher order of vibration. As we ascend, each zone represents higher rates of vibration of the same etheric substance. Hence, as we climb the ladder of life, we enter into higher and higher rates of vibration, and the soul of these intelligences inhabiting these various zones always harmonize with the rate of vibration and its chemical constituents. Here the dwellers mingle closely with nature, where they can absorb the aroma of the flowers, who are the silent thinkers, the adomas, the life itself. They know better than man how to draw to themselves and how to absorb the chemical conditions necessary for their sustenance and unfoldment. While man absorbs from them as well as from the chemical conditions of the atmosphere. As we ascend in the scale of life from the lower realms to the higher heavens in this ethereal world, our soul body becomes more and more porous and more ethereal, vibrating in harmony with each zone. It seems as if every pore is like a mouth which absorbs from its environments. So here the intelligences subsist through the spiritual law of assimilation. No longer is food a necessity, as was the case in the lower zones. Delicious fruits are found here, and they partake of the juices if they desire. The fourth important point for consideration is the children. Their souls have not become contaminated with earth vibrations, so they are attuned to the lofty atmosphere of the fourth zone, and this is the first zone that is sufficiently purified for these precious sacred souls which are brought here by relatives or friends, and here they grow to maturity and are educated and lovingly taken care of. Every desire that is best for them is granted. They are carefully watched and studied and trained, giving them every opportunity to develop the qualities most dominant in their nature. Children absorb and digest knowledge in the soul world much more rapidly than do the older individuals, for two reasons. First, because they have not yet enveloped themselves with the gross material vibrations of this earth realm. Second, because their minds have not been filled with the mistakes, The errors and delusions, 48, taught on this mundane sphere, hence they do not have to outgrow such impressions. Their minds are pure and free, and their soul is like a sponge ready to absorb all that they come in contact with. Wonderful festivals and entertainments are given by the teachers for the benefit and amusement of the children. They have their various amusements and games. One of the beautiful numbers of their festivities is what we here would call the Maypole dance. To see these little tots with their gauzy sweet dresses and wreaths of flowers twining in and out in various rhythmic movements as each has a hold of its own colored ribbon which streams from the center of the pole is a most charming, beautiful sight. Many children so much miss their parents that it is difficult at first to soothe and pacify and satisfy them. Many times the teachers in whose care they have been placed bring them back here to the parents, and as the parents are not cognizant of their presence, their grief is almost uncontrollable for a time, as they cannot understand why the parents do not talk to them or recognize them. So they must be carefully treated and amused in various ways, so that they will overcome the intense desire to hover near the parents. You will find a most beautiful home here for the children, where they are taught music, painting and nature's laws, which they grasp much more readily than they would if they were functioning in their physical body. They are taught the law of vibration through the flowers which they gather. They are taught that every individual responds to a certain keynote in the scale of music. Vocal and instrumental music which is in harmony with this sphere is taught to these little ones. Many times when they have their festivities in the higher zones, the children are permitted to visit these with their teachers and indulge in the festivities. They are taken out to various localities that they may learn of the beauties of nature. Their inquiring minds reveal their state of growth and degree of consciousness. They grow so very beautiful in the world of soul and always retain that youthful appearance. They make the journey through this world of soul in much shorter space of time than those who lived out their earthly career. It is a most charming sight to see the children in the forests, in the parks or in their gardens, in their festivities or in the schools. Carefully they are educated and taken care of, as they are so sacred unto God. There are beautiful homes here for the little motherless waifs, and these too progress very rapidly and grow so beautifully. They go back and forth to this earth plane to get experience and knowledge of this material world. They excel in music and in their entertainments which the teachers arrange for them. They are provided with similar advantages as the children on the earth realm, that through these they will have similar earth experiences. They are taught to take active parts in these entertainments. They become illumined, purified souls of wisdom in a short space of time. In their attractive parks are many benches and comfy seats and cozy, charming nooks where families and friends gather or sweethearts meet. In their parks and cities are found statuary of noted individuals. In the center of their parks are seen fountains surrounded by water lilies or pond lilies, begonias and ferns nearby, and here you are charmed by the sweet songsters and many other beautiful birds. There are so many beautiful mountains, cataracts, waterfalls, ravines, and rivulets and lakes in this wonderful zone. 49. One of the most charming spots is the wonderful mountains from whence pour in graceful rhythm a Minnehaha Falls, a most beautiful nook known here as the old Indian hunting ground. This was the vision and the dream of the Indians' heaven. Here you will see the little canoe on the rivers and the boats on their lakes. The scenery here surpasses that of the third zone. All races, all nationalities are children of the one source, our Father, and unto him all are sacred and so very important and essential that he has so provided in his unselfish divine plan that all may return through the same route and progress to the same heights, growing nearer and nearer like unto God, regardless of what their conceptions of heaven were and regardless of their religious beliefs, regardless of their color and race. Here you will find an apartment in their temple of learning where the foreign spirits are educated, and many of these have had a better conception of heaven than we who have been expecting to find God sitting on a throne surrounded by his angels playing on the golden harps. Many golden harps are seen in the world of soul, and these intelligences know how to manipulate this instrument so perfectly that the most exquisite strains of music may be heard. Beginning with the third zone, you will find as you travel through the world of soul that all is centralized, harmonized and organized in such a manner that all share the same privileges, the same advantages, the same blessings regardless of color or nationality. The lower grades and lower intelligences are always subservient to the higher, and in the various cycles of time all will fill the same place and evolve the same powers.